Cover your ears.
Every week, I'm sure it is a joy for Ian as he goes searching for these songs that we feature on Cover Your Ears. Many of these artists, in fact, almost all of them, are totally undiscovered. And I mean, like, totally undiscovered by their friends and family. Like, there's 8 to 12 views in a lot of these videos. But that doesn't mean they're not special, Mahoney.
I mean, Dave, these are people who want to have the world hear their voice.
Mm.
They want to shout it from the mountaintops.
Mm. Or sing it into a laptop and put it on YouTube, which is what they've done here.
Same thing.
Yeah. In this case, there are 4 songs. So we have 3 in the main round, and then we do have a bonus should it be necessary. And I will say that Ian has done a wonderful job of finding a very eclectic mix of different artists and songs.
Quite the group today. I have to thank all the artists on YouTube who are attempting these songs.
So you're going to ring in by saying your name. There's 30 seconds to each one of these songs. If you get the artist and the song, you get a full point. If you get the artist or the song, you get a half point. Are both of you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go with song number 1 in Cover Your Ears. Good luck.
Without your touch,
Mahoney.
Without your love, darling, only you are the life among the dead. All this time, I can't believe I couldn't see. Kept in the dark, but you were there right in front of me. I've been sleeping 1,000 years, it seems. Got to open my eyes to everything. Without thought, without voice, without soul.
I'm disappointed to say that's 30 seconds already up, but well spent. What do you got, Mahoney?
That is one of the greatest new metal artists of all time, Dave. That was Linkin Park.
It was not
Linkin Park. No.
Audrey for the
steal.
Tap me in. Yeah, go.
That's Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Mike Shinoda was on that song.
No, he wasn't.
It was some guy.
Was Mike Shinoda on that song?
It was the guy that sounds like Mike Shinoda that's in Evanescence.
Wait, you mean that? I thought Mike Shinoda was on that song.
No, never.
Oh.
Huh. You've thought that your entire life?
Just a bootleg Mike Shinoda?
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Huh, you learned something new.
On to number 2, Audrey with a full point. Egg. Excellent steal.
Egg here, on my face.
Here we go. That's not egg.
I dig my toes into the sand.
Mahoney.
Threats.
The ocean looks like 1,000 diamonds strewn across a blue blanket. I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless. And in this moment, I am happy.
Beautiful.
Do you know it?
I Wish You Were Here.
By
don't say it.
The band.
No.
Tony.
Come on.
5 seconds.
Is that Filter?
No.
Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd?
No. They do have a song called I Wish You Were Here. Yes. No, that's Incubus, you guys. Incubus.
Oh, same thing.
Oh, man.
Same thing.
Same. Right, Mahoney? Same.
Filter is not the same as Incubus.
I like Filter more.
Right.
You're right.
I Wish You Were Here. Are you sure?
Yeah, you're right. I knew, like, I'm singing the song. I know what it was.
You sure it's not Pink Floyd?
I'll get a quarter of a point. Anything. You were wrong.
No, I Wish You Were Here is definitely a...
I got a half point.
Yeah, Mahoney gets a half point. Audrey has a full point. Here we go on number 3.
Mahoney.
Oh, man.
Not gonna lie, kind of a banger, Mahoney.
That is my jam. That is Rob Zombie with Dracula.
Get
a full point.
Which, really looking forward to Rob Zombie's interpretation of the Munsters, which he's working on right now.
Nice.
Mahoney, you have 1.5. Audrey, you have 1 full point. Here we
Scary.
Go. Bonus round, final one. Good luck to you both.
You asked your mom, please, but she still says no.
Mahoney.
You missed 2 classes and no homework.
So angsty.
The energy
and your
here.
Your teacher preaches class like she's some kind of jerk.
This is one of Mahoney's favorite bands. Of course he's going to get it.
You got to fight for your right.
To party.
That for the
is,
win.
That is the Beastie Boys.
That last one felt like a layup to you, Mahoney.
We should really deduct a point from Mahoney just for that Linkin Park statement earlier,
I don't know, man. I felt like that guy, I always thought, I legitimately thought Mike Shinoda was on that song.
That's right, Mahoney. Stand your ground. You got to
fight for your right.